Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Who's that? Connor Green and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Of course, we're live and in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. A rare Sunday in that both New York football teams win yesterday. Let's start with that. We got a lot to get to. The crazy Miami win over the Patriots and all that. Rare that you ever see a day when Bill Belichick and Tom Brady blow a game, combine to blow a game together for the Dolphins, for the Patriots. But we'll get into all of that. Where do you want to go? You want to go with our team? You want to go with the Giants first?
First of all, it is a weird feeling. It's just a weird feeling waking up on a Monday morning and seeing everybody actually be in a good mood.
Yep.
With the Giants just kicked their asses.
Yeah, that's what they did.
And they did it on both sides of the football. And obviously Saquon Barkley deserves the credit he's getting, deserves the attention he's getting, because Saquon Barkley has completely lived up to the hype.
Yep.
And he had a lot of hype. A lot of hype that this is a can't-miss guy.
He was in the Hall of Fame before he played it down.
Put him in.
Yep.
He's Jim Brown.
Yep.
And the truth is,
he's been pretty damn good.
He's been as advertised. And in a season in which it's been odd for the Giants because they were 1-7, the coach looks like he's in over his head.
Yep.
When are they pulling the quarterback? The offensive line is a mess. All of this, yesterday, without Landon Collins, without Odell Beckham Jr., the Giants go out there and they ended the game in the first half.
Yep.
And this game was over.
No question.
And certainly the Washington Redskins are a banged up team. Mark Sanchez was dreadful. His receivers were dreadful, too.
Oh, my God. And they couldn't run the ball either. I mean, Adrian Peterson, what did he rush for? Did he even make 20 yards in a game?
Oh, my God. They shut him down completely.
Completely.
10 carries, 16 yards for Adrian Peterson. Their leading rusher was Josh Johnson in garbage time when he replaced Mark Sanchez. But the Giant defense was dominant and certainly was helped out by the fact the Redskins are a mess.
Yep.
Their offensive line is banged up. You mentioned they couldn't run the ball with Adrian Peterson.
At all.
There were tons of drops. Even the sure-handed Jordan Reed before he got hurt couldn't hold on to the ball. They were just a mess. And then the Redskins were committing bad penalty after bad penalty after bad penalty.
They had like 15 penalties yesterday.
15.
Right? Wasn't it 15?
Yeah. For 135 and a lot of weird ones. Illegal fair catches. I mean, what the hell was going on?
Yeah, well.
With that said, the Giants took advantage of it. And think, no Odell Beckham Jr., and they put up 34 in the first half.
And they're still alive in the playoff. They're done as far as the division. Dallas winning yesterday. They got the tiebreakers as far as division record. Even if the Giants finished 8-8 and Dallas did, doesn't matter. So they can't win the division anymore. But they could still, when you start to look at the state of the NFC wildcard situation, especially if Minnesota, that's a big game tonight. They really need Minnesota to lose tonight if they have any inklings of somehow trying to get into a wild card.
Yeah, because it would drop the Vikings to 6-6 and 1, and at least gives them a half a shot. It's still an incredible long shot.
Very hard.
I mean, it's still going to take a lot of craziness and a lot of kookiness, but they're winning.
They're
winning every single day.
Yep.
And the defense deserves most of the credit because this Giant offense yesterday didn't get off to the greatest start in the world.
No.
They punted on their first three or four possessions, and it was the Curtis Riley interception. Curtis Riley hasn't exactly had the greatest year in the world, but he had the interception, got in the end zone, and the Giant defense was able to put them on the board early. And that really kind of set the tone for what kind of mess of a game it would be for Washington. And then Saquon Barkley had that just great run where he found the hole, then accelerated. It was an all-around beatdown on the Giant end of things. And if you're a Giant fan, I mean, you can't think too much about where they're picking in the draft. You just have to enjoy that they're finishing this season strong and giving you some positive signs for next year.
Well, I think more and more we're seeing that Eli's going to be back as the quarterback. I mean, I got to tell you, at this point now in time, bro, I'll be shocked if he's not quarterbacking his team again next year.
It's crazy.
I really will.
It's crazy how quickly things can change.
Yep.
Because 2 or 3 weeks ago, we're not saying that.
Nope.
And right now, the signs are going to point to the Giants having that excuse to bring him back. Should they bring him back? Here, it's going to come down to something very similar to last year. If the Giants look at 2019 and they say, all right, we got Saquon Barkley. We think we have an offensive line now. We're going to bring back Jamon Brown. Yep. Nate Solder's playing better. And so we think we can win. And that bring back Olivier Vernon, who, by the way, is playing a lot better.
Yep.
And they go for it in 2019. Then Eli Manning gives you the best chance to win. Are you replacing him with?
No question. You're replacing him with a total unknown. I mean, he can't really. I know Laletta played in the fourth quarter yesterday. I don't know how much. I mean, he wasn't good, but I don't know how much stock you can put in that either.
I thought it was interesting when Shermer said, you guys kept asking about Laletta. Hopefully, you fixed.
Right.
Was he trying to say, you see how badly he is?
Yeah.
You still want him?
It's kind of the way that's kind of what he was saying, right?
It felt that way. Right. I mean, it was only five pass attempts.
I mean, look, the kid, I mean, you put him in a 40-0 game. I mean, you know, I don't know what you expect to see.
No, and I think where Pat Shermer is mistaking is I don't think there's anybody who thought that going to Kyle Laletta was about Kyle Laletta being better than Eli Manning. It was always just, hey, the season's not going anywhere. Give the kid a shot.
Let's see him.
And that should not be misinterpreted into thinking Kyle Laletta is better. No one in their right mind thinks, other than Mr. and Mrs. Laletta, that Kyle Laletta is better than Eli Manning
at this point
in his career.
They probably don't even think that. I mean, I'm sure they probably don't.
No, you're probably right. Even they know.
Right.
So it was never about that. It was just about, hey, season's not going anywhere. Let's see what we've got. Now, as long as the Giants are alive, and the Giants are alive, and I've always said that, until you get to that 9-loss area, sometimes 8, but mostly 9 losses, you still always have a shot, so you play your best. And that's what the Giants have done. And who knows, Joe, they may get to the last week of the season still
alive.
Being alive.
Well, I mean, I mean, you look at what's going on in the NFC. Now, look, Seahawks are sitting there. They're sitting there at 7-5. You know, a huge game tonight. I mean, because you look at this game. I mean, these are the two teams that are the wild card leaders right now in the NFC playing each other. And again, I think if you're a Giant fan, I think you want Seattle to win. Let Seattle distance themselves, get Minnesota back to the pack. That's what you're looking for if you're a Giant fan.
The problem is, all right, just from a playoff mathematical standpoint, you're right. You want Seattle to win, give them the wild card 5 spot, and let wild card 6 or wild card 2, the 6th seed is what I mean.
Correct.
Let that be the available spot. Here's the problem. You'll have the Carolina Panthers, who are collapsing. But they're still 6-7,
six
a game better
seven.
Than the Giants.
Right.
You have Tampa Bay, 5-8, same record as the Giants.
The Giants did beat them, though, so they got the tiebreaker on them.
If it's just between them.
Right.
The Green Bay Packers are 5-7-1, half game ahead of the Giants.
Yep.
The Lions are 5-8, same record as the Giants.
Yep.
And then you have both Washington and Philadelphia.
And Philly really they've beaten the Giants twice. So that it's the Eagles really have a two-game lead on the Giants.
Yeah, but think about that.
That's
when it's head-to-head. Because usually when it's a group tie.
Right. No, they don't go head-to-head then. They got all kinds of crazy, however they figure it out.
Well, it's common opponent and conference record. The Giants' conference record is 4-7. The Buccaneers' conference record is 4-6, which is a half game better, obviously. The Redskins are 6-5. So they're behind the eight ball on that tiebreaker. It's asking a lot.
A lot.
It's not just winning the last three games.
It's a lot. You're right.
You need a lot of kooky things to happen. But for the time being, the Giants are playing well.
Yeah, they are.
And if anything, how close they are now has to frustrate you that if any one of those games, the Philadelphia game or the Carolina game, goes differently, then you're looking at a much different scenario about them somehow squeezing in a playoff spot.
Yep.
But it does give you hope for next year from this standpoint. The offensive line's been their biggest issue, Joe, for years.
Well, it's really tight. That's the turning point for the season. The move to Brown and the other kid, what's his name, playing center, Pulley.
Exactly.
Playing center. That's changed everything.
And so if you believe that this offensive line is not only gaining the continuity by playing together, but you're going to keep it together next year, which you probably lean towards doing, and Pulley is back and Jamon Brown is back, you know, we'll see about Chad Wheeler at right tackle, then you have hope that this offensive line, for the first time in a long time, will not be the weakness of this team next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a positive sign.
Sure.
Saquon Barkley looks like one of the best running backs on the planet.
If not D.
That's right up there.
He's in the top three or four right now.
Sure.
He?
Yeah.
He's right there.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not even debatable.
I mean, the only reason you would take a guy like Todd Gurley ahead of him, and by the way, Todd Gurley got shut down yesterday.
How about that Bear defense last night?
Not too bad.
No.
Getting a little excited about them.
Yep. Too bad they're not going to get any home games beyond the one they're going to play in the first round.
Joe the Giant game killed him.
That game killed him. You're not wrong.
If they come back and win that game, they're looking at a very different situation, a more realistic scenario at getting a two seed or, dare I say, a one seed. For now, they're likely the three or four in the NFC. But there are positive things to build on, and I think one of the biggest positives is the coach. Because sitting here 3 weeks ago, you looked at Pat Shurmur and you wondered, is the guy in over his head?
Mm-hmm.
Can the guy handle this job? This is his second head coaching gig. It didn't go well in Cleveland. He was sensitive to the media in Cleveland. It seemed like he was sensitive here, but winning cures all. And right now, the Giants are playing for him, which is a huge positive. And so I think that does give you the positivity going into the next year. And like you said, I think that Eli and this offense is working itself out to where he is going to be their best chance at winning next year, and that's probably going to be their game plan to go out and try to win.
I agree.
And not blow the whole thing up.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're going to do, bro. I think so. You know, and we'll see. I mean, that draft choice keeps sliding down all the time. I mean, who knows where they're going to draft? I don't even know if they're going to be in the top 10 anymore.
Well, they keep winning. They're not going to be.
Nope.
Right now, according to...
Are they even in the top 10 right now? I don't even know if
they are. They are. They're number nine.
Nine.
According to Tankathon.com, they are tied with Tampa, Detroit, and Cincinnati at 5-8, and they are two of the four when it comes to the tiebreak, but that can change very, very easily. The tiebreaker between them and Detroit is microscopic, and if we're talking about them winning to possibly make a postseason spot, and they're going to jump a couple of these teams, then you're right, Joe. We could be talking about the Giants picking 13th, 14th, 15th.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. It could happen.
Could. Yep.
And, I mean, I think that if you don't think Kyle Laletta, because we asked Paul DeTino last week, we said, Paul, because remember, he was high on Davis Webb.
Yeah. He still hasn't taken a snap in an NFL game, by the way.
I don't know if he ever will.
Right.
But he thought the comparison of Davis Webb was to Kerry Collins, which is a really nice comparison for Davis Webb.
Sure.
He looks at Kyle Laletta and sees a backup. And maybe that's what the Giants see. If that's what they see, then they still have to find their eventual replacement for Eli Manning, even if that replacement isn't going to be in 2019 or 2020 or whenever the heck
right.
They're going to have to find that guy. So if they're picking 10th or 11th or 12th, I mean, I still think the quarterback is going to be a main thing they're going to have to look at. But if they're going to figure on 2019 being a season where they want to build off this close, then sure, Eli gives them the best chance to win. What are you going to argue?
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if Eli's not the quarterback, barring some kind of catastrophic injury to him, which you don't ever want to see that. And the guy's an Iron Man. I think he's the quarterback. I'd be very surprised if he's not doesn't start the year quarterback.
It just shows you how much from every aspect things can change in the NFL week to week.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.